Ramban Shir, November 3rd.
Okay, Vayikra Kemor Yoim. So Ramban writes, Yoimar, he tells us, Ki Nidra Hazman, that the idea of Zman, the concept of time, was created. Until now there was no such thing as time, and now there's time. V'asa Midas Yoim and Midas Laila. From time, was divided into two periods, one called Yom and one called Laila. Being Vayikra, Mipnei Sheha'odam Kora Hashemoth. Later on, we see all names are made by Odom. That's what we see later. Generally, the Shemoths are made by Odom, right? Vayikra Odom Shemoth, right? So therefore, it says Vayikra Elikim. Omar be'elu, these few things which have names, like Yoim and Laila, they're not from Odom, but from Elokim. Be'elu shenasu kodem ha'yosei, and they were created before Odom was on the world. Okay, ki Elokim kor lem shemais. Zed aser b'avrohom. Right, he quotes the Ibn Ezra. That's what he means whenever he says that there's b'avrohom. Right?
Vayikra, is that Adam called the name?
No, Hashem called it Vayikra Lakim. That's what it says. The reason it has to say Vayikra Lakim to differentiate between this and all other things. All other things have names because Adam called it. But these few things, Yoim and Laila, because Hashem called it. Okay.
So why doesn't it say Hashem?
It says Vayikra Lakim.
It says. Lakim.
Oh, no, the entire Maisa B'Reishis is Midas Elokim. Everything from Ginnan, B'Reishis Bor Elokim. And Chazal Darshan from there then. The Rabban Shalom wanted to create the world with Maisa, with Midas Adin. Yorshein Ho'olam Iskayim, Midas Adin, V'Shitof Loi Midas Arachman. That's why later it says Hashem Elokim. Hashem joined to the Midas Adin, Midas Arachman.
What does it mean Midas Yom, Midas Laila? If there's no
sun? We discuss it, because before there was a sun, before there were Ma'oris, so Yom and Laila were not totally in the Zmanim that we have today. Our Zmanim come from the Ma'oris. You understand what? Because it's when the sun shines on the earth, because the earth rotates and half of it is exposed to the sun, so that half that's exposed to the sun isn't undergoing a packet of time called Yoim, and the half that's not exposed to the sun is undergoing a slice of time called Laila. But before that there was a different Yoim v'Laila, which wasn't controlled by the Ma'oris. That's why later on, I explained all that by Yom Revi, when there were Ma'oris, later on, Pasuk Dalet says, Vayom Elokim, Yehi Ma'oris, Pirkir Shemayim, Lahavdul Ben HaYom Ben HaLoila. In other words, till now, it says, the Rebbeinu Shalom, Vayavdul Elokim Ben HaOir Ben HaChoshech, and Vayichr Elokim Lor Yom LaChoshech Kor HaLoila. Then, later, he made a new Hevdul. This new Hevdul is the Yom and Laila that we have. We use that to explain that the earlier Yom and Laila was a different kind of Yom and Laila. That's not totally in the Ma'oris. That has nothing to do with the rotation of the earth which gives us Yom and Laila, nor with the revolution of the earth around the sun which gives us Shonim. You understand? It was a different Inyan Legamri. That's why it says in the beginning, Vayavdel, there was one Hevdel between Or and Choshech, and Vayikra Lekim Lor Yoim LaChoshech Kor Loilo, and that was the first Yoim in Laila. But then later, when the Ma'aris were created, so it says, V'choyu, Yehi Ma'aris Perkiya Shemayim, L'Havdel Ben HaYoim Ben HaLoilo. So it's a new Hevdel Ben HaYoim Ben HaLoilo, that's not totally in the amount of Or that's shined at in the beginning. It's a different way of measuring the Yom V'Laila. I told you that's one of the reasons why the problems with time, as you know, that the people who ask kashas point out, one of the a number of reasons why there are no kashrus bichlal, because in the first 3 days, the measurement of yoim and lailo were not totally in the ma'oras. So they have nothing to do with the yoim and lailo that we're familiar with. That first happened on Yom Rivi, when it says yehi ma'oros b'yakei shemayim lahavdul bein ha'yoim v'ha'lailo. It's the ma'oros that create yoim and lailo, and that we see all the time. The sun, half the earth is not exposed to the sun, and during that in that hemisphere, so there's lailo, in the other part there's yoim. So it's a new gather of Lahavl Bein Hayom VeLailo that came about when the Ma'oris were there. They should now begin the division, a new division. Understand? That's what it says later. But in the beginning, the slice of time called the Yoim and Lailo is not totally in the Ma'oris. And therefore, it's not a 24-hour day. We pointed out that the Ramban says that the 7 days are days of 24 hours, ordinary hours. But there's a difference between the first three and the last four. And just, I emphasize that what the Ramban is saying is not saying that there's 24 of the hours as we know it, but that Zman, the Yom Echad, and Yom Sheni, and Yom Shlishi, refer to periods of time, which in these first 3 days were called Yoim, based on a different principle than Ma'oris. And the Ramban says, in a deeper sense, the Yoim of the seven days refer not to periods of time, but to spheres, right? Which are levels of emanation, levels of, bringing further and further, or to us closer and closer, the koichos that emanate from Hashem Yisburach that He puts into the world, right? Should say Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus.
What about when it says that the moon's going to be like the Shemesh when Mashiach comes? So is the light going to be equal amount?
But it says the sun will be seven times Shivasayim Kora Boker. The sun will be seven times today's sun, and the moon will be seven times today's moon. So that means it'll be very light during the time of the moon. It'll be very, very light during the time of the sun. So you'll ask, how could that be? Everybody's been blind from too much sunlight. It's like you stare in the sun, you'll burn out your retina. The answer to that is that, of course, if it's kipshutai, and seven times means seven times brighter, so that means then your eyes will be seven times stronger in order to absorb the. Understand?
What's the point?
What?
What's the point?
The point is you could differentiate much. In order for us, for instance, to see the distant stars, we use a telescope. What is a telescope? A telescope doesn't really enlarge the object that you're looking at. It also has an enlarger, which is really a microscope. A telescope doesn't enlarge it. A telescope gathers a lot more light than the amount of light that normally could receive from this star. Take a look at a 10th magnitude star. We can't see it. Why? Because it's too dim. There's not enough light. But when you make a lens as big as this, which is thousands of times bigger than the human eye, so our eye gathers this tiny amount of light. That's all that comes into the eye. So the distant star has too little light for our eye to pick it up. Mashenkan, when it gathers together all this light, 1,000 times as much as the eye, or 10 times as much, depending on how large the lens is. So then it concentrates it into something the size of our eye. Then we're able to see it, because it's like the sum total of 1,000 eyes watching that thing. You understand? So the amount of light is 1,000 times as intense. So actually, whatever we see through a telescope has an increase of light, a multiple of the light that we gather with our eyes. You understand? So if you take a telescope and face it to the sun, it'll burn your eyes out instantly, boy, because it's not, you're looking at 1,000 suns all at once. You understand? When I was younger than you, I took a Sears catalog and sent away $45, which was a fortune in those days, and got my first telescope. I was able to look at anything I wanted, I thought. Of course, there were billions of things which I couldn't see. But then, when everybody got wind that I had a telescope, so there were lines, and I had to show each person one after another the moons around Jupiter, or the rings around Saturn, or all these nice, interesting things. So after a while, I wrapped up the telescope and put it away. You know. But of course, there's a million more things that you can see, not just those few objects. But that's what it is when we say that there's more light. Do you understand? There's more light. It could be that the aperture of our eyes will be bigger. They'll be able to take in 7 times more light. Anyhow, but there's no need to go into that. That's a plain cut. Let's just finish this because I've tried to finish at 9 o'clock. Where is that? Oh, Vanochin, better than he said Zehudas Rabbim, right? Sheinyan kriya be'elu b'kan hiya ha'avdola ha'mubelas behen k'shalosh u'tzirosam. That's the division, you know, the dividing havdola. Well, when you know what something is, you could divide it from something else. Naturally, if you're familiar with something, you know how to tell it apart from something else. But if you're not familiar, then you can't tell it apart, right? It all looks the same. So that's what Vayikra, do you understand? Vayikra means he was koveya, the tzura of light and yoim and laila, to the point where it had its own, like they say today, its own ID, right? Its own identification. Abdullah HaMukbelis Ben Shalov Shutsuriosa, when they got their tzura, so then they automatically are different because each thing has its individual tzura. So do you ever wonder, isn't it something of a pilleploin? How many billions of people are there in the world? 6, 7, who knows, right? Some kind of very large number. And every single one looks different, except maybe some really identical twins, you know. Okay, but those who know them, their mother could tell even the identical twins apart. Because when a person has a certain tzura, he has an identity. That's Vayikra. He has a name. He has a person. Right? The guy who sees a whole bunch of kids will call them, hey, you. You can't tell them apart. But the one who knows them will call them, you. Getzel, Mechel, you know. They have names. That means they have a separate identity. The same number. Yoim Yehei Tchumach. Lailal Yehei Tchumach. In other words, the name is the Tchum. The Tchum is boundaries. In other words, what they are, how much of this, and how much of that, and how much of the other. Okay. Let's take one more stick over here. Vayera Vayboike Yoim Mechad. Oh, we'll finish one day, it will be a half to your fill. Hoyo Erev Vayera Boike Shal Yoim Echad. Okay. Vayikra Tchilos Halaylo Erev. The beginning of the Laila is called Erev. Right? Like you always say, the evening. I was once listening to the weather report, and you hear that beautiful, timbrous voice of the weather reporter, and you know, you never know if it's a goy or a yid who's making the announcements, but sometimes the person gives himself away. Like he said, today is Erev election day. You know, the beginning of the night before is Erev. Vayikra tchilos halaylo Erev, bavur sheyisarvu boyatzuros. this is such a fascinating shot. That's from the Ibn Ezra. Erev, what does the word Erev mean? Anybody knows?
A mixture.
Taruvis, right? And when the sun goes down and the night begins to fall and things get darker and darker, so you can't tell things apart. Everything seems to mix and blend together. So that's why it's called Erev, because the tzuras, the shapes and forms and right, pictures, images, seem to blend one with the other. Yis'arvu boi ha-tzuras. Tchilas yom boiker. Ah, when the day starts, that's called boiker. Why? She'yivakir odom be'noisam. You could tell apart. You could study them and now examine them. To be mevakir means to examine. Okay? So, Kein Peirush Reb Avro. Okay? Absolutely fascinating thing. Erev and Boiker. V'alderech ha'pshat lo yitochen lo yma yoyim rishon. Why do we say yoyim echot? Why not yoyim rishon? A different piece. There's nothing to do with the first two lines. Okay? Why yoyim rishon? V'avur sh'adai lo yinasa sheni. There's only one. If there's only one, it's echot. When you have two, so one is first and the other one is second. If you have only one, so there's no ordinal number, right? It's just a cardinal number. There's one. That's it. Right? Ordinal number means the order of things, one after another. First, second, third, fourth, those are called ordinal numbers. So the first is there's no first when you only have one. Okay? So the first one, that's Rishon, is first. When there's a number, so number one is Rishon. Or Milus, let's say, for instance, the best, right? The highest, or the lowest, or the est, you know, the extreme. The extreme is called, one end is called Rishon. And as you move along the line, they pick up another one, so that's Shein Shlishi V. Okay? Two of them have to be there. You have to have a first. You need a second to be around in order to say first. So you can't say Risha. Avol Shneihem Nitzoyim. Avol Echod Lo Yoyer Al Sheni. The word Echod means there is no Sheni. There's nothing else but the wind. The minute here Risha, you know that the Sheni is along the way. It's right here, but pointing to the Risha. Okay. V'yeshem forshim, some say, ki ze remez l'tznuas ha-galgal al p'nei kol oras v'yeshem v'yarba shoes. Okay, now here's a fascinating, interesting thing. This is what's happening. The sun keeps moving, right? I mean, we're talking of the way that we see it, like the world speaks. Sunrise and sunset. So you take a look out into the east early in the morning. I'm sure you all notice that now, because it's around when you're coming to davening, the sun is just moving along that nice short path in winter, right, from the east to the west. In the summer, it's going to start all the way back here. It's a much longer path. It's the same angle, of course, it depends on the latitude, but the sun is moving through the sky. So when the sun moves through the sky, or the earth turns around, same thing. So, when is it Boiker? When is it Erev? Well, there's every inch of the earth, there's a different Boiker and a different Erev, naturally, right? Because if we'll go west to New Jersey, so the sun will come there a couple of minutes later. And as we keep moving, so the sun is there still. Minutes later, you go to Chicago, the sun first reaches it an hour and a quarter later. So every minute, wherever you are, every place, every location of the earth, there's a different moment of the beginning of Boiker. So therefore, it's Nuas HaGalgal, which means the movement of the sun across the sky. That's what he means by the Galgal. The Galgal is a wheel, a circular path. The Esther on board shore is during the 24 hours. Called Negamahem, Boiker, and Kavis Vishtana. It said Boiker in a certain place. There's Boiker all over the world. Wherever you go, there's Boiker. There's the same amount of Boikers at any given time. right? The world doesn't come to a stop. So since it makes one rotation on its axis, so every single minute, there's thousands of boikers from the northernmost appearance of the sun to the southern. Okay. And the Erev, the Mekayim Shekinegdon, on the opposite side of the sphere, is Erev. Right? So, if there's a circle, so over here it's Boiker, and here it's Erev. Next is here it's Boiker, and here it's Erev. As you turn and as you move. The Erev, the Mekayim Shekinegdon. The Mekayim, Yirmaz, Lasha, Yir, Birkiya, Achrei, Nosen, Hamoros, Birkiya, Shemayim. Ah, there's something problematic with that Rambam. What's problematic? Because at that time that it says over here, Boiker and Erev, the beginning, right? Dawn and dusk, the beginning of the sun and the beginning of the evening. No? That's only on Yom Rivi, but it doesn't mean Yom Rishon, right? Yom Rishon, there was no movement, no circle, no rotation, there were no Moiris, there were no path, no Galgal. That's it, huh?
So,
he's saying that if it's like the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, which you just quoted, then it refers to the final determination of Erev and Boiker, which we have today, not to the determination that existed during the Yom Yishin, Yom Sheni, and Yom Shlishi.
This is more or less to the other.
Yes, well, that's what the Rambam chat would have us assume. Okay?